I know for a fact I'm going to be called a wiseacre for this because people get emotionally involved. And that's fine. That won't be the first time, won't be the last time. All right? By the way, let us know if you saw Old Americana at Home at the Bob or at the Majestic in Detroit. I heard the shows were good.
Or at on Mackinac Island.
Up on Mackinac Island, yeah, this past Saturday. Gosh, love that place. You heard? Did you see that thing that? Sorry to go off. Did you see the G7 was considering going up to the Grand Hotel to have the event up there and everything?
That'd
How cool
sweet.
Would that be?
They have,
that place is awesome.
They have like a mini airport on the island, don't they? So I mean, that would be possible.
I have never flown my Lear up there, so maybe one day I can fly my Lear up there and find out. I've got that.
Do you know anybody that flies?
I do.
I know one guy that has his pilot's license. I'm like, you're crazy, dude.
I do. Never mind. I was going to tell you a funny story, but I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you a funny story off the air. How's that? So, Michigan fans, I had a question for you guys, and I want you guys to take this at point blank because this started actually with a Lion conversation, and then we started talking about Notre Dame during the Charlie Weiss era. Remember the great Charlie Weiss era? You guys remember the great Charlie Weiss era, don't you? I mean, it was
beautiful.
It was beautiful. There's no. Yes. There you go, Ryan. It was beautiful. And the thing about the, and please do not think that I'm comparing the Charlie Weiss era to the Jim Harbaugh era. Please get that out of your head. That's not the point, okay? But if you remember, and Irish fans, sorry to bring up a bad memory, but things are going well for you now, so you don't have to worry about it. But if you remember, during that glorious Charlie Weiss era, everybody else was dumb because they couldn't see the genius that Charlie Weiss was. Everybody else was dumb, right? We were all dumb because we could not see the genius that was Charlie Weiss. We couldn't see it. And the reason why it came up is because my problem with the Lions right now, what's the Lions' best win? What's the Lions' best win? Seriously, think about it right now. I mean, there are two wins, so you can pick one of them. What's the Lions' best win? The loss to Kansas City. Tell me I'm wrong. The Lions' best win is the loss to Kansas City. Think about it. Am I wrong? Look how tough we played Kansas City. We took them right down to the end, and we at least slowed Mahomes down a little bit. We all did it. I did it. I'm calling me out. I won't call you guys out. I'm calling me out. I did it. That's the Lions' best win this year. And if you remember during the Charlie Weiss era, you know, genius recreating college football as we know it, do you remember what Notre Dame's best win was? The loss to USC. The Bush push. That was Notre Dame's best win. And when the thing that you're, you know, waving the banner about is a loss, well, that's kind of an issue, isn't it? That tells you that maybe this isn't going as well as you would like. So I was having this conversation. I was having a conversation with a Michigan fan. And he stopped for a second, and he kind of got quiet. And do you guys have that group of friends? We have a group of friends who will all talk sports together, but then there's that one guy that just takes it way too seriously, and he can't look at things maybe factually, and he doesn't want to hear things factually because his you know he's so on one side and everything. And so this person, I haven't heard from him in weeks. And I know better not to reach out to him or tweet him or anything or text him because he's going to think that I'm taking a shot, even though he knows damn well I'm not that guy. If I was that guy, I would reach out to him. But anybody that knows me, I'm not the guy that fires off the text going, ha ha, your team sucks. Ha ha. That's just not my game, man. Other people can do it. That's not me. But the conversation came up, and you guys can probably see where I'm going with this. What's the biggest win in the Jim Harbaugh era? What's the moment? What's the moment in the, I can't say biggest win, but what's the moment in the Jim Harbaugh era?
Ranking-wise, obviously the win at home against Wisconsin. Was it 14-7?
Yes.
The Jordan Lewis.
And eventuality-wise, it might be pounding that Penn State team that eventually won the Big Ten. But was 2-2 at the time. But I don't play that game in the NFL. I can't stand it, so I'm not going to play it in college football. Eventuality-wise, it's probably that Penn State game.
Even though Penn State looked like a completely awful team to start that year.
Yeah.
The fact that they won the Big Ten deserves its own documentary.
Yeah, it really does. But you know what? Maybe that'll be my second group of books. The How Did That Happen segment. The 2016 Penn State Nittany Lions. How did that happen? All right, but do you guys see where I'm going with this? What's the biggest moment? It's the double overtime loss against Ohio State. Tell me I'm wrong. And my buddies who were Michigan fans were like, screw you. And I was like, am I wrong? No, that's why I said screw you. Right? I mean, that's where we're at right now. Now, if they went into Penn State on Saturday and knocked off Penn State, would that have bettered the talking up the loss and the spot and the he was short angle? Would that have bettered it? I don't know. But I don't think anybody can deny that's the moment that a lot of people talk about. And it's funny because after having this conversation, I actually did a Google search. And I've been waiting to do this on the air this morning. You ready? I'm going to write Jim Harbaugh's biggest win at Michigan. Google is your friend. Okay, hit enter. You know what came up? An article from the Washington Post. Michigan loses to Penn State and Jim Harbaugh's signature win will have to, hold on. Michigan loses to Penn State and Jim Harbaugh's signature win will have to come another day. All right, let's see what else. The Free Press headline, Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh close but fails to deliver in another big game. Another piece that came out, Michigan football has a top 10 problem. That's where we're at right now with Michigan. I keep saying, you guys are good. Like, I firmly believe you're good. You're not good enough. And there's a lot of that going around where you're just kind of sitting there going, well, I guess we're better. And Saturday was better. You didn't get blown out. It looked for a while like you were going to get blown out. But golly gee, we only lost by a touchdown. And if our player didn't drop it in the end zone, well, then surely we would have tied the game and we probably would have went for two and we would have won. Isn't that where we're at right now with Michigan football? Get your thoughts next all over the great state of Michigan.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
I used to do the signature win thing about the Big Ten as well, and it was absolutely pathetic when I would ask people, there's about a five-year span, when I say, what's the Big Ten signature win? Remember when we beat number 22? Hey, Northwestern beat number 22 Stanford. Kind of like that. And right now, and like I said, Michigan fans, I'm not trying to rub any salt in your wound. But do you understand that that's why people, not just around here, but people nationally are talking about this? When your biggest moment is arguably coming up just short in a controversial spot, it isn't just people around here, guys. I mean, if you don't believe me, do the Google search. Jim Harbaugh's biggest win at Michigan. You get a story from the Wall Street Journal that pops up. You get a story from the Washington Post that comes up. This is what people are going to be talking about. All right, numbers again, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. We'll get more into the game. You know what? I give Michigan credit for fighting back. I thought it was going to be an absolute blowout. I'm sure you guys did, too. First, let's go to Tremaine. Tremaine, patiently waiting on the line. We appreciate it. Tremaine, what's up?
Good morning, Sean.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Look, with Michigan losing and Lions losing, so bear with me. I'm going to probably say something crazy.
Go, go.
I'm desperate. So
a lot of that going around.
Here we go, man. You see that stat when they show Matthew Stafford threw for all those yards? Did you watch the game?
I'm at the game. I'm at the game, so I didn't see the television.
You probably didn't get a chance to see that. No. Did they say it over there that he threw for over so-and-so 100 yards or so, thousands? They ain't say nothing, huh?
No, I didn't say. I don't know what stat you're talking about. Which stat are you talking about?
1,000 yards in his career.
They said something for passing yards.
Oh, for the quickest to get to 40,000 yards.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good, right?
Yes.
Here's my move. Trade him. And here's why. The league has figured him out. He's been here too long. I think we need a guy that can throw more accurate down the field. Trash this season, dude, because I don't see them beating Minnesota after what I've seen. I don't see them Minnesota and Green Bay might have our number. And it ain't just because of him. Reason I say trade him. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my theory.
All right.
You get defensive pieces, and we get a quarterback in the draft. That's the only way I see us getting out of this. We might have to prepare for next season because – I don't see us winning with Matthew Stafford. I think teams have figured him out, especially in our division. Our division is probably the toughest, and we just happen to end up on the short end of the stick here. Because did Chicago win their game?
Chicago lost.
Good. Okay. At least we might not be the basement. But Chicago, with the division we're in, I think is the hardest. And if I did trade him, I would try to trade him to the AFC so it won't come back to harness type thing. So I'm just letting you know, man, I'm at a desperate point here. I really think, you know, he just need a change of scenery, meaning Matthew Stafford. If he can win somewhere else, cool. I'm not mad at the guy. It just didn't work out here, man. It's just some reason. Some guy things just don't jive. You know, it's a vibe that certain people get, like Grant Hill. You know how they did Grant Hill? Oh, Grant Hill had all these numbers and everything was, you know, he looked nice, but he didn't fit the image of the city. And I think that's what Matthew Stafford has fell a victim to. It's not about him not being a good player. He just probably not meant for this team in this area.
The only issue I have with what you're saying, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't mind that. But Tremaine, when you use the comment, you think teams have figured him out. He threw for 364 yards and 4 touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, and in a losing effort. Let me clarify.
All right.
I'm not saying it's him. All him. Because that was the defense was terrible.
Oh, terrible.
But that's why you trade him. Because right now, even with it, look, when we had a good defense, Sean, You remember?
I remember, and that offense hurt them in 2014. I was screaming back then. Trust me.
And that's where I'm at, because it's like you get a good defense, and he stinks. Then it's like now he's trying to do good, and now the defense stinks. It's mind blowing. It's like, okay, how can we show everybody that we're not playing? I would trade him, get a couple of two to three defensive pieces. That way you won't get at least blown out and won't look bad. You know, and I'm not just trying to do this. Whatever they're doing, dude, it don't look like it's working. And Matthew Stafford, unfortunately, might have to take the brunt of it because he's the captain.
Well,
he's the quarterback captain.
Here's the thing. Tremaine, like I said, I think the only issue that I had, I mean, I don't agree with your opinion. It's your opinion. But the only issue I had is when you say teams are starting to figure him out. I mean, when you go 30 of 45, which is, again, a 67% completion percentage, and hit 364 and 4 touchdowns. I mean, I don't think that's figuring them out. But your point stands. You know, are they going to be able to win with Matthew Stafford? Do they have the pieces around him? And if you look at the defensive side of the ball, right now the answer has to be no. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, what's up? You are on all over the great state of Michigan. What's up, Freddie?
Sean, we might need 10 minutes. Listen, every week the same call. Stafford sucks.
Now it's
traded for 3 defensive pieces because he doesn't suck. We get 3 defensive pieces and traded in the AFC so he doesn't come back to haunt us. I mean, does he suck or is he? Oh my Lord, man! God bless you getting up at 3:30 in the morning for that. Man, I'll tell you. Listen, first of all, I'll be quick. I know. First of all, did you have a good weekend?
I had a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
That's a guy you should have hung up on, Blair. Anyway, listen. First of all, Michigan. Listen, sorry, Sean. They were never in that game. It was 21-0 right off the bat, and Penn State fell asleep. They were in that game. That's just my opinion. Now the Lions. Listen, I'm not going to be too nice here, Sean. I'm not going to.
No, go right ahead.
Listen. This, I've been saying this for a while, and this loss. This season, they're not going 8-2. They're not winning 10 games. This team is not going to the playoffs. It's not happening. So, this all falls on Bob Quinn. Okay. Now, to be fair, guys in media like you and fair go after Avila all the time, and you're not the only one. A lot of guys go after Avila. Now, Avila has told you they're rebuilding. Avila's got talent in the farm system none of us know about. They could be good. They could suck, but we see talent that Bob Quinn's brought in, and it's nothing but safe talent, and none of them are stars. None of them are stars. Where was Kenny Golladay yesterday? Where was T.J. Hockenson yesterday? The defense, Snacks Harrison went on Twitter all year long, dogging the franchise, dogging he wanted this money. Bob Quinn pulled his pants down, gave him his money.
Hey, Freddie, hold on. I'm going to continue the conversation when we come back. You're all fired up, but I got to hit a break. We'll get right back to you all across the great state of Michigan.
Fall sports season is upon us, and the team from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine, are there for all the athletes, all ages, throughout this great state of Michigan. If your son or daughter has suffered an injury and they want to get back to play in the games they love to play, go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine or stop by any of their locations throughout West Michigan. No matter the injury or the sport, no matter what the age, the sports team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine can help your son or daughter get back to playing the games they love to play. And if you're a weekend warrior like me and you've suffered an injury, you can stop by any of the Metro Health locations or go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. Talk to the pros at metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Your auto value, Hard Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
We've got what you need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak Final Charge Antifreeze and 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Also, pick up Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment, now just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at MyAutoValueStore.com. And this month, save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We will rock you at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the number one Vegas sensation. A night of spectacular sight and sound. If you love the music of Queen, you'll love We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd. Tickets start at $22 and are on sale now at the Eagles Landing and Soaring Eagle box office. Online at etix.com. Queen fans, don't miss We Will Rock You. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
All right, welcome back in. Glad you could join us. Freddie, again, once again, I'm sorry that we had to take a break there. We have these hard breaks, so want to hand it back to you to start this segment and tell others that their calls are welcome at 313-396-5527. Go ahead, Freddie. Sorry about that, man.
No, don't be sorry. That's a pleasure. It's an honor to keep me on. I appreciate that. You guys get that long break, you guys could drink a fifth of Luca Mariano.
Trust me, after yesterday, could have used it, my friend.
Listen, Sean, first of all, I want to be clear. I don't want to see my Lions lose. Okay? I want to see them win. Okay. Now, the problem I have is when Millen was fired, there was nothing to look forward to because they hired Martin Mayhew. They basically hired his handpicked guy. The guy, his right-hand man. So there was nothing to look forward to. Bob Quinn, we were sold a bill of goods. We had hope in this town. A guy coming from New England, which you brought up Charlie Weiss earlier, that guy came from New England as well, too, and he was a failure in Notre Dame. Even though New England guys fail, we were still happy in this town. We still had hope in this town. And listen, Sean, and to be fair, and I'm not shooting the messenger because you're not the only one that brings this up in this town, is Bob Quinn should be squarely number one villain in this town right now, squarely on the hot seat, because he has not brought in enough talent on this team, and I mean really good talent. This guy told you they need playmakers. This guy told you in the offseason they want to run the ball and stop the run. Why did Stafford throw 45 times yesterday for 4 touchdowns? Because they couldn't run the ball. They had nobody behind Kerryon Johnson. And by the way, Kerryon Johnson is not even a number one guy right now. Whoa. He hasn't proven, except for one game in his career, the Miami Dolphins, he has not proven he's a number one guy. He's injury prone. They never brought in a guy to back him up that's legitimate, that could give you 15 carries a game. They never brought in the right guard. They still have an average left tackle. That Jared Davis hasn't done anything. And I'm sorry, Darius Slay is good. He's not great. The fans put guys on the pedestal in this town because they've never won anything. It's like Bobby Higginson for the Tigers. He was put on a pedestal. Darius Slay is good. He's not great. And Bob Quinn is not drafted a surefire Pro Bowler since he's been here year 4, Sean. And they're not going to the playoffs next year. And this is what I thought about yesterday watching the game. When the draft comes next April, who are you taking in the first round? There's so many needs on this team. Tell me where you would go in the first round, Sean.
It's a good question. Seriously. You know, let me say this, though. And again, I get your point about Al Avila and Bob Quinn. And if they're not getting the job done, you have to say Bob hasn't done a good enough job. And we all have to say that right now. I think the difference is, like, Freddie, for me, what has you having faith in Al Avila right now? What has he done in his time as the Tigers general manager that makes you go, this guy gets it?
Listen, I don't have 100% faith in Al Avila. And you know, it's not pointed at you because you're
No, I get it. I get it. I get it. No, yeah. I think it's a fair question.
I don't have 100% faith, but what I do know is he's told me, Freddie and fans, we're rebuilding here. We need to restock the minor league. He has. Do we know what the talent is? No. But he has restocked it. He has told me he's rebuilding, and he's doing that. Bob Quinn told us 9-7 is not good enough.
Yep.
He fired a coach and went to the playoffs. Whether I agree or not, he fired a coach, took him to the playoffs. And by the way, he bought a restaurant and kept the same menu. Day one, he took over in 2016. He didn't change anything. The only thing he changed in his town was the uniform. He hasn't changed anything else. And, Sean, year 4 going into year 5, I'd like to know, who are they taking in the first round next year? They have so many. They could go running back in the first round next year. They could go left tackle. They could go cornerback. They have so many effing needs. It pisses me off because I want my Lions to win.
I get it. Freddie, you know what? And listen, I appreciate the here's, again, this is my difference. I think you can look at some things that Bob Quinn has done and said, all right, well, this has been good. Right, great. Pro Bowlers, anything like that? No. You have to acknowledge that. But I think you can look at some of the moves that he's made and say that it's been good. It hasn't formulated yet. The difference between Al Avila and Bob Quinn to me is with Al Avila, everything is predicated on hope. Everything. It is predicated on these players and all these prospects that they have, and a lot of these prospects aren't even performing well right now. But because they have that magic tag over their head of prospect, we're just all supposed to forget that. And I also don't forget, and this is one very important factor that we have to include here, okay? You're right. Al Avila came out and said, we have to rebuild. We're going to bite the bullet. This was after he was given a checkbook and said, go out and buy. Go out and buy. Because it wasn't always like that. If you remember, when he first took over, it wasn't like that. He was given that blank checkbook and said, go out and buy. And how did he spend that money? Mike Pelfrey? Lowe? Upton? Who else am I forgetting? There was Lowe, Pelfrey, Upton. I know I'm forgetting. I mean, you're talking about, and again, in fairness, I don't think Upton was a bad signing. But you want to build a winner, and you make two disastrous signings, guess what? It's you're not building a winner. So things fell apart even more quickly. So in my mind, when I look at what Al Avila has done so far, it's the ultimate job. Because you have people that excuse away what he hasn't done by saying, well, he hasn't had the opportunity to spend money. That's not true. That's not true. That's a fallacy. Well, you got to admit the Tigers' farm system is a joke. Well, yeah, I admit that. I admit that. So what we're all going to do now is we have to play the patient game. Even though, again, this is a guy that you can't look at his trades and go, ooh, yeah. You can't look at his free agent signings when he can spend and go, ooh, yeah, yeah, I get it. And now we're under the umbrella of, well, we have to rebuild and everything's Dave Dombrowski's fault. I want that gig. Can I have that gig? That'd be a great gig. I can oversee brutality. You kidding me? So I think that's, to me, that's where we're at. Because, I mean, you can look at things that Bob Quinn has done and gone, okay, well, maybe that didn't work. And it hasn't worked for the Lions yet. Make no mistake about that. But I like this, I like this, I like this. We can all go do that. And it's not like there's a level of brutality there. I mean, the Tigers are brutal. Absolutely brutal. And again, if you just put a little effort into it, you can do it at home. I go back to that day in May. I don't get mad very often on the air. Not anymore. I've kind of grown up. Freddie, we joke about parting gift. But more often than not, I don't get mad anymore. You know what I did get mad? I think Dan and Ryan, you guys can attest to this. We had this fella back in May that told me that the stats that I was reading on the air weren't true, and we should get somebody who follows minor leaguers on the air. Now, how on earth is that humanly possible? So you know what we did? I said, Google's your friend. Let's look up all their numbers. Who are you excited about? And we literally looked up. I put Dan and Ryan on the spot. I said, name a prospect. And we all know the names. And we looked up their numbers, and there's nothing to get excited about. And again, I'm also man enough to say that doesn't mean it won't happen. It could happen. One of the guys who are actually doing well right now, nothing may ever become of him. Conversely. But 3, 4, 5 guys that don't seem to be doing anything right now, they could become something, and I hope they become something. I hope every single one of them become something. But everything is predicated on hope. Everything is predicated on hope with Al Avila. Well, we have a bunch of prospects, therefore, we're on our way up. Oh. Huh. Whereas the Lions still seem to be in that mediocre middle ground. So I think that's the difference. But your overall point stands. And Bob's going to have to answer that bell at the end of the year. Freddie, it sounds to me like you were one of those guys just like me. That was music to my ear. When Quinn said that, when he let Caldwell go, I have yelled at Lions fans about that for years. I am so tired. So very, very tired of comparing the Lions to the Lions. I'm so tired of it. I can't even put it into words.
Well, these were our first two winning seasons in a row since the 90s.
What? What does that mean? That's not good enough. And even as I was saying, I thought this was a 9-win team this year, and they still might be. They still might be. I'll be the first guy to tell you that's not enough if you miss the playoffs. If they go 9-6-1 and make the playoffs, great. But if they go 9-6-1, make the playoffs and lose a game, isn't that pretty much where you were just a couple years ago? Or at least to 2016? There has to be more than that. And I would hope that that's the one thing that every single Lion fan would agree with. There has to be more. That's not good enough. So I understand the frustration. I hope every Lion fan understands the frustration. All right, numbers again, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. I'd love to hear from some Michigan fans today because, as I said, I had a conversation with a few of my friends, including some Michigan fans, on Saturday night. And while, you know, emotions were a little raw because you just lost the game, there's a little bit of that, not a little bit, I think there's a lot of bit of that golly gee, we came close kind of mentality out of what happened on Saturday night. And it reminded me, quite frankly, of what transpired with the Lions last week. A couple weeks ago. Well, golly gee, look how close we came against Kansas City. Well, that's all fine and dandy if you eventually graduate to beating Green Bay or graduate to beating Minnesota. But when you turn around and lose your next 2 days, boy, I don't, what did you learn from that game? And so it's safe to say, you know, again, you know, is their best win that close game against Kansas City? Well, after the game, didn't we pretty much feel that way? I did. I'm raising my hand. Well, this is progress. Well, is it when you lose a game? Is it progress? And I think, I could be wrong, for a lot of people, the signature win in the Harbaugh era so far is the loss to Ohio State in 2016. And there's always a problem when you get to that point. There's always a problem. And Freddie, I think you're more of a Michigan fan, I think. I know you're an Irish fan, but I think you're a Michigan fan too. I don't want to speak for you. When it was 21-0, I thought they were going to get their doors blown off. And what happened, in my opinion, in the last 2.5 quarters, in particular on the offensive side of the ball, all of a sudden they looked like a legitimate offense, like seemingly out of nowhere. Now, could some of that being James Franklin going James Franklin? It could be. I think you have to include that in the mix. But I thought they were dangerous. And to me, you can excuse it away and say that, well, Penn State pulled off the gas only so far. They were close to losing that game. They were very, very close to losing that game. So I think it was something more than that. If that's the offense moving forward, I think Michigan is going to be dangerous. Now, that's a big if. This might be a case where 2 weeks from now, we aren't talking about it anymore because, well, much like the Lions, they turned around and lost their next 2 days, games. And for Michigan, they have to get their mind focused on Notre Dame. I haven't looked yet. Have you guys seen the spread for that game?
I believe it's Michigan 2.5.
It's 2.5 now?
I'm guessing. It was 1.5 or 2.5 when it opened, but Michigan was favored.
Very interesting. Patterson went 24 for 41, 276 yards. Also had 12 for 34 and a touchdown on the ground. It was interesting because Ryan, I asked you this during the break. If that offense that you saw in the last 2.5 quarters is Michigan figuring it out before our very eyes, Michigan's going to be dangerous. And I think any Spartan fan that watched that game probably was thinking the same thing Ryan, you and I were thinking. If this is the Michigan offense going forward, Michigan's going to win going away against Michigan State. Because right now, I think a lot of Michigan State fans have gotten to kind of feel the same way. Well, we could win that game, but we could lose that game. I think a lot of people on both sides feel that way. Of course, you're always going to get, no way, man, we're not losing to that team. You're always going to get those guys, but I think a lot of people kind of feel that way. If that's the Michigan offense that we saw the last 2.5 quarters, I like Michigan's chances a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. But again, we're left sitting here talking about, well, there are some good lessons. Hey, yeah, they played well at Penn State. That's a good Penn State team, and they're number 7 in the nation. And we're talking about a loss again. So for me, I always sit back and, you know, sorry, I've been a guy. When are you going to win something? I've been saying that consistently for a few years now. A lot of you got mad at me because I said it 2 years ago. A lot of you maybe get mad at me now, but keep quiet because facts are mean. I don't know. You're just good. This isn't Hulk. This isn't Rich Rod. You're just good. And I'll keep saying it. That's part of the problem. That's why so many people are upset about this. All right, numbers again, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio to 21,000. Also, if you're so inclined, you can tweet at us, at Sean B. Mornings, at Sean P. Bally as well. Michigan loses to Penn State 28-21. Of course, Sparty had the weekend off. We'll get your thoughts on it. Get back into the Lions as well. Final hour of the show. Glad you can join us wherever you may be on this dreary Monday morning. Losses for everybody all over the great state of Michigan.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
It's time to go in the huddle with Matt Shepard.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
The next time you go out to buy auto parts, think local and head to your Auto Value Parts store. Auto Value Parts stores keep your dollars and taxes in your community where it belongs. For local sales and local service you can depend on, trust the team at your local Auto Value Parts stores.
You feel like the season is over, don't you? Me too. The Lions are a good football team. They're just not good enough against a team like Minnesota. The Vikings burned the Lions with crossing routes all day Sunday, and they were allowed to do that because the Lions couldn't get any pressure on Kirk Cousins. Minnesota also used play action to dissect the Lions' D. That worked because they rushed for 166 yards. It didn't matter how well Matthew Stafford or Marvin Jones played, and they were great because they don't cover receivers, and they don't rush the passer. The Lions have some issues. They better get addressed quickly.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort is Central Michigan's entertainment destination, and Ascend is your newest and hottest spot for every live sporting event. With craft beer, specialty cocktails, a full dining menu, and Ascend Watch and Win promotions, you'll want to catch every college and pro game at Ascend. Then stick around for live entertainment or explore Soaring Eagle's other newly opened features, like the beautiful new poker room and non-smoking gaming area. Ascend is open now, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
BHS Insurance is celebrating their 80th anniversary. BHS's commitment to excellence is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owner's insurance, can best service your needs.